Hello.
Good evening, sir. This is Walter speaking from the Opinion Research. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Fantastic. Sir, we're conducting with just an important public opinion poll about the variety of public issues facing Ector County. Will you have a few minutes to help us out?
It's about what in Ector County?
Of public issues facing Ector County. A variety of public issues, actually. Like, for example, to begin with, are you registered to vote in Ector County?
I am.
Fantastic. I'll continue if it's okay to you, sir. Just a few questions, a couple minutes.
Okay.
It's only a... Fantastic. All right. Now, do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside the city limits?
In the city limits.
In the city limits. Perfect. So, now, generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
The county itself...
in general?
Yeah, they're not the best in general.
So you're saying not sure or wrong track?
I'm saying they're not planning as well as they should.
Okay. Now, what is the most important issue facing Ector County for you? I'll start with education issues. We also have poor economy, lack of jobs, poor leadership by elected officials, managing, which is growth, sprawl, development, poverty. We have also crime and drugs, high cost of living, health care, high taxes and government spending, diversifying economic base, attracting jobs other than oil-related industry, air pollution. We have also...
Okay, you're reading this list as to... You want to know my opinion on each topic?
No. Like, which of this is, like,
our
the most important issue facing Ector County?
Our major problem in Ector County right now is our lack of a independent school district.
Independent?
We're called an independent district, yet everyone knows that, you know, it's state-run. I mean, everything's done as per state guidelines. That wasn't the case. We had an independent school district. To me, that's our worst problem right now. The kids coming out of school not knowing things that not only how the state formed, how it actually contributed to the United States development, how it's, you know, one of the, if it were a country, it'd be the fifth largest country as far as per capita and gross product in the world.
And how will you, rate the economic conditions in Ector County? Do you think it's excellent, good, poor, fair?
Well, we're like everybody else. I mean, inflation's killing it equally. So, you know,
it's fair.
Our economy's good because most people are working. That's basically how it works.
Okay. Now, from 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County would be better off, worse off, or about to be the same as it is today?
Oh, it'll be much worse off.
Okay. Now, how concerned are you about the security and the future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Are you very concerned? So what concern? Not too concerned or not at all? I'm not sure.
Somewhat concerned, yeah.
Somewhat concerned, okay. Now, to continue, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County, right? Excellent, good, fair, or poor? I'm going to start with public transportation. Do you think it's excellent? Do you think it's good, fair, poor, or undecided?
It's fair.
What do you think about quality of public schools, of the public schools?
Well, they're poor.
What do you think about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
I think it's short-sighted, so
it's fair,
better
poor.
Than poor. Yeah.
Fair? Okay. What do you think about public safety and low crime?
Poor.
Poor. What do you think about offering job opportunities in your field?
Job opportunities in my field?
Yes.
They're pretty limited.
You think it's good?
No.
It's limited? It's poor? It's fair?
It's poor.
It's poor? Okay. What do you think effective leadership from elected officials?
Poor.
Poor. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
The availability is fine. They're just in poor condition.
Okay. Now, welcoming and inviting the people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture, what do you think? It's good, fair, poor, excellent, undecided?
Fair. It's fair. Fair.
And for being able to get from place to place with the little traffic?
Poor.
Poor. What do you think about the availability of affordable housing?
Poor.
Poor. And the availability of quality health care?
Fair.
Fair. What about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Yeah, there's too many of them, but yeah, there's plenty.
So it's good or it's poor or it's fair to you?
Oh, it's good. There's plenty of bars. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think about natural beauty and physical setting?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Few
questions. There's nothing we can do about the beauty of Odessa. It is what it is. That's a ridiculous question.
For you, how it is? How it is? It's excellent.
Fine.
It's fine. It's good. Okay. What about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
It's adequate.
It's good?
It's good.
You let me know. It's fair for you. It's poor. Good. Excellent.
I'm going to say it's fair. Yeah.
It's fair. Okay. Now, right now, we're about around 43 to 50%. So we're almost there. Now,
what?
Nope.
What?
Yes.
Okay, guys.
It's really important
to repeat
them. So I really thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. But please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. What do you think about young single people? Do you think it's an excellent or a good, fair, or poor place or undecided for single people, young single people?
It's fair.
It's fair. What do you think for entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Poor.
Poor. And retired people? Retires?
Well, you're talking about, inflation is killing everybody equally. It's the same as it is everywhere. It's fair. I mean,
it's fair.
It's kind of a crazy question.
Right, right. I just need to fill out because your opinion is really important. But what do you think about people living below the poverty line? Do you think Ector County it's a good place, a fair place, or a poor place?
Below the poverty, it's poor.
It's poor. Immigrants from other countries?
Fair.
Fair. Racial and ethnic minorities?
What about them?
Do you think it's a good place, it's an excellent place, it's a fair place, a poor place?
For minorities?
Yeah, racial and ethnic minorities.
It's fair, okay.
It's fair. What about for the families with children?
Poor.
Poor. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Poor.
Poor. And what about people like you?
What about me? It's fair. I mean,
it's fair. It's fair. Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Now, it's okay. We're 61%.
Anyway.
We're good. No worries.
What does this have to do with Ector County?
All is related with the variety of public issues facing Ector County, which is really important, your opinion. You can believe me on that. Now, how will you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Do you think it's excellent, good, fair, poor, or undecided?
I'm going to say fair.
You think it's fair? Okay. Now, over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, or will it be all the opposite, or will it be kind of the same thing?
It'll be stagnant. Same thing.
Same thing. Okay. Now, when it comes to the economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created, how familiar are you with the vision and plans for the economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not at all.
Somewhat.
Okay.
Somewhat.
Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Enter County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all?
Not too confident.
Not too confident. Okay. Now, when it comes to the community development, generate solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood, you know, renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for the community development in Ector County? Are you very familiar or somewhat familiar?
Somewhat.
Not too? Somewhat, okay.
Somewhat familiar.
Yes. And I can tell. Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Are you very confident? Somewhat confident? Not too confident, not at all.
Not too confident.
Not too confident? Mm-hmm. Now, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, so what likely, not too likely, not at all? Well, not sure.
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, wow. Now, finally, just for a few last questions about you and your household, what is the highest level of education you have completed? High school or less? Some college, graduate,
some college,
okay. Now, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Other.
Other, okay. Now, what is your age? Is it between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 15, 64, or 65 and more?
Over 65.
Over 65, and do you have a school-aged child living in your household?
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay. That's great. Wow. And which of the following best describes you race, your race or ethnicity? White?
White.
Or black African?
White.
White. Okay. Now, is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
No. Okay. Now, is your annual household income less than 25,000, between 25 and 39, between 40 and 74, or more, or 75,000 and more?
49.
But, okay, no worries. Now, are you currently employed, full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
Retired.
Retired. Wow. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. It is really important. I wish you the best. Please be safe. Take care. Have a good week.
Can you tell me who you're with?
Yes. The Opinion Research. We're basically working with governments and all that for the elections and all that. We need to collect all the information as possible to improve and be better. But thank you very much.
And who sponsors you?
Oh, government, basically. It's a general thing. It's about studies.
Okay, you just simply do surveys.
Yeah.
For who?
For government.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to collect information and studies.
Oh, okay.
Now, thank you very much. I wish you the best. Be safe, okay?
I'm assuming you're not in Ector County.
I'm not. Thank you.
No.
I'm not. I better have to do it.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.